With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, where we explore the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for being here. The season of Lent is traditionally observed as a period of preparation before Easter, commemorating the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert before beginning his public ministry. The sacred music of the season tends to be introspective and reflective, and on today's program, we'll begin the six-week journey with music by Handel, Vaughan Williams, Mendelssohn, and Stopford, among others. Psalm 137 is a psalm of exile and introspection, and in hymn form, it became the chorale An Wasserfließen Babylon, By the Waters of Babylon We Sat Down and Wept. Johann Sebastian Bach set this chorale several times, and we'll hear the organ chorale prelude on this melody from the Great 18 Chorales as performed by René Ann Luprette.
Thank you.
René and Lupret played Bach's Prelude on the Chorale on Wasserflüsse in Babylon on the Metzler organ of Trinity College, Cambridge, to open our program. Renaissance composer Richard Ferrant's penitential motet, Lord, for Thy Tender Mercy's Sake, is next. We'll hear the Clare College Chapel Choir sing under the direction of Timothy Brown. Lord, for Thy Tender Mercy's Sake by Richard Ferrant was sung by the Clare College Chapel Choir. Timothy Brown directed. The 40 days of Jesus' time in the wilderness are chronicled in the hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights, which for many people signals the beginning of Lent. The words are from 19th century English clergyman George Smeaton, later adapted by Francis Pott. The tune comes from a collection published in Nuremberg in 1676, and is usually attributed to Martin Herbst. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral.
Thank you.
The choir of Wells Cathedral sang the Lenten hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights. Malcolm Archer directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Psalm 51 is often associated with Ash Wednesday and the beginning of Lent, as it is a prayer and plea for cleansing from sin. American composer Dan Locklear has provided the wonderful setting of this psalm, which begins in quiet reflection centered on middle C and growing outward from that pitch. The central section is a buoyant reflection on the text, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation," before returning to a more circumspect tone at the words, "Then will I teach transgressors thy ways." The Vocal Arts Ensemble of Durham, North Carolina sings, "Create in me a clean heart," and is directed by Rodney Wincoop in this performance.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with every spirit. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with every spirit.
Create in Me a Clean Heart by Dan Locklear was wonderfully performed by the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Durham, North Carolina, under the direction of Rodney Wincoop. Jane Lynch played the organ. On arriving in England, the first anthem George Frideric Handel composed for the Chapel Royal was a setting of Psalm 42 as Pants the Heart. This was to establish himself in the musical life of his new home and to gain the favor of the royal court. We'll hear the choir of the modern Chapel Royal perform As Pants the Heart, directed by Andrew Gant.
Bye. Thank you.
Andrew Gant led the choir of the Chapel Royal in George Frideric Handel's As Pants the Heart. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Horatius Bonar's great hymn text, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, finds a perfect setting in Ralph Vaughan Williams' hymn tune, Kingsfold. The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge is under the direction of Richard Marlowe. I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, with tune by Ralph Vaughan Williams, was sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Richard Marlowe conducted. Active composer and conductor Bob Chilcutt began his musical life as a chorister and later a choral scholar at King's College, Cambridge. Later, he joined the famed King's Singers as a regular member, and in that time, among other things, came into contact with a number of jazz greats. That influence is clearly heard in his setting of the Missa Brevis, which he titled A Little Jazz Mass. It was composed in 2004 for a choral festival in New Orleans, and we'll listen to the final movement, Agnus Dei, performed by the Utah State University Chamber Singers, led by Corey Evans.
Thank you.
Corey Evans led the Utah State University Chamber Singers in the Agnus Dei from A Little Jazz Mass by Bob Chilcutt. Felix Mendelssohn's reverence for the music of J.S. Bach had a direct influence on his setting of Martin Luther's text, Mitten wir im Leben sind, in the midst of life we are encircled by death. With textural contrast between chorales and energetic counterpoint, the piece is composed in three sections, each ending with a Kyrie eleison, or Lord have mercy. We'll hear a performance of this piece, written for 8-part choir, performed by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. David Hill directs.
Thank you.
Mitten wir im Leben sind by Felix Mendelssohn was performed by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. David Hill conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though originally composed for a baptism, Philip Stopford's anthem Do Not Be Afraid is most certainly appropriate for this Lenten time of reflection as well. Its text is from a poem by Gerard Markland, based on verses from chapter 43 of the book of Isaiah. The choir of Truro Cathedral performs this comforting piece, conducted by Christopher Gray.
Thank you.
Christopher Grade led the choir of Truro Cathedral in Do Not Be Afraid by Philip Stopford. Attende Domine is a Lenten hymn embodying a cry for forgiveness. The Gregorian chant for this hymn provides the melody on which French organist Jeanne Demessieux based her organ chorale prelude, part of a set of 12 such pieces for the liturgical year. Michel Leclerc plays the Cavalier Cole organ at the Church of the Madeleine in Paris, where Demessieux previously served as organist.
Thank you.
The chorale prelude on Attende Domine by Jean de Monsieur was performed by Michel Leclerc on the organ of the Church of the Madeleine in Paris. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark this first week in the season of Lent. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be both meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.